Yeah, for sure. That's pre 69. Yeah, running 21 out of Lapeer. Yep, good stuff. Well, it's nice up there now. I mean, like I said, a few times I've been up there. They pretty much got everything you need right there. You know, and with the way things are with Amazon and online shopping, hell, you'd miss nothing. It's made the world a very small place. One of the places we keep eyeballing is Fort Gratiot. That keeps as we write down all the things we'd want in a place. Fort Gratiot comes up a lot. And I'm not saying we wouldn't move at this point in our lives, but we're 63, and if anything, we got more than enough room. We just gotta change it so that it suits our needs better. And I gotta be reasonable about that. I've never found a reason to move in all the years. I just said, well, you know, we're fine. You know, maybe when this life event happens, we'll move, or maybe when that life event happens, you know, the kids are out of school, the kids start high school, the kids graduate, just that, you know, it's always based on when we have kids, you know, it's like, you know, and we never did. We said, well, we're okay now, and, you know, now here we are, 63, empty nest, and chances are we'll just stay here and dump some money into it and ride it out. I know my son wouldn't mind the place. We got an acre. We're still in the city, but we got an acre, so it's kind of unique in that respect. I got like 7 deer live in my neighbor's backyard, so even though we're, you know, right, even though I can walk to, I always joke, I say I can walk to 5 Starbucks, you know, I also got a herd of deer living, you know, in my neighbor's backyard that we see every day, ranging in our yard. So the best of both worlds.